Okay.
Hey, Trudy.
Oh,
Either my hearing is improving or your reading is.
let's hope for the best.
That's really wonderful. You do a really, really wonderful job.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone.
Great.
Great.
We're fine.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Kay.
Oh,
Hey, Kay.
hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Kay.
Hey, Ludwig. Thanks for the tree.
Hey.
Ludwig sent me a Christmas tree. Isn't that great? It was all fixed up. We didn't have to do anything but plug it in.
Hey, that's great.
So too.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about something here a minute. Well, before I forget, if there's anyone that you feel that, and maybe they've never been to class, or it could be somebody in your family or a friend, that you would like to give a tape to, if they were receptive, I can recommend no better tape than The Stone. That tape 384, so just keep that in mind. I sure don't have to, but I would recommend that to anyone, whether they ever have any part of this teaching. But what I want to talk to you about is this. We said at the retreat, I don't know if you have the tapes yet or not, but we said that all the senses are feeble. And they are.
I missed that word, Kate.
All the senses are feelings.
Thank you.
And stop this dadgum feeling business. Because it's nothing but theology. Purely and simply. I felt the Spirit move me. I felt it touch me. I felt the descent of the Holy Ghost. Well, it's a ghost, all right. One that has had you on the run, chasing it for centuries. Or I felt something when he or she touched me. I felt the vibe. Good vibes, bad vibes. It's all a matter of electrical impulse, and you are not that. You take it to be you. It isn't. Or reality itself has no feeling about it at all. That which is actual reality has no feeling about it. None. It is actual. It is a very stubborn fact. And it's high time you knew the vast difference. Now, it may surely appear to evoke, feelings of love or gratitude or compassion, but it itself is not, and I repeat, not a feeling. Any more than you have a feeling around the fact that 1 + 1 = 2, or the letter A. There's no feeling around it, is it?
No.
I have people say, I don't feel spirit. Like spirit is a thing. Spirit is not a thing. I was thinking the other day, I once said to my mother that my dad was not very demonstrative and did not say he loved me. And he wasn't big on me. But she looked at me and like I was bonkers. And she said, "Didn't every move he makes show you he loves you? Does he let you get away with anything that would hurt you? Has he never not been there for you?" And I bring this up because I found that spirit is just like that, always there. I never leave, I never forsakes, never. What is that word, never? Look it up. Means not ever. No forsaking ever. And this is supreme value. This is Christ or light. Every day, Christmas, 24/7.
Yay!
Now, I want to ask something. Can spirit die?
No.
Can spirit leave or retire?
No.
All right? No. No. Can you?
No.
Is spirit old?
No.
No.
No. What about body? Is there an old thought?
No.
It's just now.
Like the letter A, isn't it? Don't have no substance, no stuff to it, does it? That's why it can't be old. And that's the why. Can spirit fall short, lose strength, or vigor? I want to answer.
No.
No.
All right, why?
Because it's eternal.
Right, it is. And all that there is. Now then, can spirit be sick or diseased?
No.
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 Why?
It's perfect. Perfect. Complete.
So, a part of spirit, or is, would have to leave in order to make room for the disease, right?
Yes.
Yes.
In other words, as spirit is constant, unbroken, total awareness, utterly absolute, any failure or departure of one mote, one modicum, one pinpoint in awareness would render the wholeness of it dead. You would have to kill off awareness in order to place disease. Is that right?
Yes.
Remember, spirit is infinite, never partial. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. So to put lack or to place, put, or place, race, color, dogma, or gender, or whatever, you have to kill off spirit to find a place for it, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The very instant you state any statement of pure, what does pure mean?
Uncontaminated.
Undefiled.
No atoms.
Not
adulterated.
All right, good.
Whole.
Huh?
Whole means whole.
Whole.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Virgin.
Yeah. Non-relative, right? Non-relative. You cannot place war in the Middle East, war in the body, war in finance, anywhere. Is that right? You can't place it anywhere in spirit. Is that right?
Yes.
So the instant you state any pure statement of truth and excavate it, instantaneously excludes or prevents the foundation for, or the so-called cause for anything that appears to be taking place anywhere, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you realize or know what you are doing is more important than all the nations bringing force to bear on one another? You are greater than all the politics, all the earthquakes, all the movements of the earth's plates, all the volcanoes, all the bombs. All of this is as nothing against what you are doing this very instant. For against such there is no law. There's no law of gravity, no law of time or distance, no law of nature, no law of legal, or no law of medicine. The simple fact of self-recognition and discerning that and that only is what you are this instant does this. When you ponder wholeness, completeness, you are speaking of spirit only. What you are only. You are not speaking of body. You're not speaking of things. Do not bring in one relative pinpoint. You are not a thing. Invariably. At first, you will say the words, but running in the background, under your breath, you'll be saying, yeah, sure. Look at my body. Look at my business. Look at this empty purse. Look at this situation. Bringing in things through the back door, you see? Listen, things are mere thoughts. They are perfect and ever abide in the mind which conceives them in the now. Leave them alone. They have no substance. Yet, if you will leave them alone, when you are speaking completeness, when you are speaking wholeness that has no capacity to be unwhole, none, ever, when you are speaking that, and you leave things alone, those things will appear as readily available as the letters of the alphabet. You are omnipotent itself being, fully furnished with the totality of action, the utterness of wisdom, the wholeness, the completeness of eternal, everlasting, changeless life. Is that not enough?
Oh, wow.
Too much.
It's never too much. There'll never be an end to you. You will become more and more and more and more and more and more interested in yourself, the self that is. And it is ever new, ever new. When you speak pure truth, it is intelligence speaking. But if you assume on a personal basis that it is you doing the speaking, you are stuck in what they call adherence and coherence. Pinned down. And when you hear yourself saying, I don't get it, I don't understand, immediately ask yourself, what mind there being but the one you are? Are you talking about? What mind am I even talking about? The one that isn't? I mean, you're off in isn't land. Be more like Nicodemus. Remember, he wouldn't come off the wall. They tried to get him, come down, let us reason together. Let's reason together. Come on down here. He wouldn't do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. You refuse it. And it'll come from your own suggester, your own assumer. The human mind's only function is faith. Truth does not appeal to the human mind. It doesn't. The human mind only function is believe, don't believe, or faith. And being that assumption or faith is its only function, it is totally ignorant, totally vicious, totally malicious. It cannot receive, understand, or know. The mind you are knows. The mind you are is clear. And you need not make what already knows know. And there are not two minds anymore, and you've got two heads. Does wholeness, spirit, need money?
No.
So what happens? You reduce something down to a thing and you desire a thing. And you think if you get the thing that you'll take care of the desire and won't have the desire anymore. So what's the trouble? The thing isn't the trouble.
The desire
is the trouble. That's the trouble. Things abide forever in the mind that conceives them, includes them, and nothing can do anything about them. Leave them alone. Well, they say a merry heart or core is mighty medicine. So, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kay.
Yes.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Kay.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You so much.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll Merry talk Christmas. Later. Bye now.
Bye bye.
Bye. And everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.